Time Part 2.
Just give me space, it won't get better. And maybe we will argue if we do with all these sorry letters. Soon as I come home, it's like I get the third degree. Where you been and who you with? I get no room to breathe. It makes me wanna leave. I'm sick of these chicks up your sleeve. Your suspicious I deceive. Give me grief or thought belief. But to me, if you really trust me, then it's pitiful. Question me about my whereabouts, that's so trivial. Let me live my life and you can live yours. Just be there to help me and support is what you're here for. Not to give me stress and add depression. Moments where I go to rest, I go to pass the test. I'm sorry if I left you all alone, but I couldn't make it home, so we argue on the phone. Don't you trust me?
Considered as the worst, lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's two. Who's to blame for both of them? Swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten the bullshit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. I'm glad I'm dead, my work is fucking boot ahead. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave, I swear to God, I feel like Jeff is fucking calling. But nah, you wouldn't understand. You see, it's kinda like the crack did the pookie. A new jack, except when I cross over, it ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow on Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. I can't get up. Hey, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. Can't get up, yo, I'm slipping, I'm falling. Got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
Yo. Yo, Jordan Imp, this right here is crazy. I feel big, you know what I mean? Like, not big in the sense of weight, you know what I mean? Like, gaining weight or nothing like that, like, colossal, like, you know what I mean? Like, I heard you were looking for me.
Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs, the Biggies and the Pocs and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow even if you box well can't stop the blows. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. The dope boy just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on auto pilot, what guys just stare at my wardrobe. I see euros, that's right, plural. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your go.
It's my go, yeah. And I'ma go so opposite of soft author Victor Hector Camacho, man, Randy Savage. Far from average, above status quo, flow, so pro. I know, I ride slow. And when I pass, they say, what up, killer man? Stop bringing up my past. And next time you mention Pac, Biggie, or Jay-Z, don't forget Weezy, baby.
You gon' love me for my ambition. Ambition.
It speaks for itself.
Beautiful music, painting pictures, it be my vision.
Define ambition for me.
My ambition to win, just to get me some ends. Help me pay my little rent, maybe sit in the Benz. I saw mama praying as she wait on results. It was hot in the kitchen, can I wait on the porch? My father was missing, warlord Oliver North. Life was digging me deeper, I kept on coming up short.
We came up on these California streets. We came up on these California streets. Can't think so you roll up that indigo. Stressing while driving down Figaro. Blowing kush clouds until his ghost is in my ghost. Damn. Make a real nigga wanna give us like the God. Like here we go. Screaming frog name at the clouds. They don't hit me though. Guess they too busy with Tupac and Biggie though. You niggas don't feel me though. That was on Shug's watch. I take Shug's watch. You dissing Drizzy. That's cool but don't. We came up on these California streets. Meech, so happy when Blue Da Vinci got out. We came up on these California streets. We came up on these California streets. We came up on these California streets.
Courtney Wallace.
Yes, sir.
Are you related to Christopher Wallace?
It's possible. I mean, we're Wallaces, aren't we?
And if you could see, I'm wearing a Christopher Wallace t-shirt. I researched far and wide the best B.I.G. t-shirt. He is my favorite rapper. I decided to have Courtney Wallace in the station to have him in the hot seat because I'm learning so much about B.I.G. He died at 24, and that was at 1994, which is the year he released Ready to Die. So Tupac would always talk about Machiavelli, but he seemed to be a little omniscient or clairvoyant. He seemed to know he was ready to die when he produced that label. And that was his only one. Tupac had several albums. So as far as B.I.G. and Tupac, I don't want to get into that riff of who's better, but it's obvious who's the best rapper of all time. Think big, B.I.G. What's your take? I know you're from South Jamaica. You guys listen to some good rappers, rap music, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Actually, I pretty much grew up on rap. You know, especially when you talk about the early days of rap. You know, LL Cool J's, Cool Moe D's, the Young MC's. You know, so yeah. So
never heard of Coolies.
Oh yeah.
Coolies.
Yeah, you should research them. Research some 80s rap when it started. And I'll also tell you, and you'll see this coming out on my show next week, Friday, that rap has Jamaican roots. As a matter of fact, it's safe to say that rap actually started in Jamaica and was brought to the USA by a Jamaican DJ.
And I would believe that because rap is... It's just hardcore. Obviously, I don't have to put it out there. Everybody knows rap. It's the lead singer of Rolling Stones. I can't remember his name. Mick Jagger. He said that rap music is the problem. Is the reason why people are tone deaf. But rap music is hardcore. I mean, especially if it's responsible for people being tone deaf. And so I believe Courtney Wallace when he says that it's originated in Kingston, because I read a fact that 3 of the 10 most dangerous gangs are in California, or I think 5 of the 10 most dangerous gangs, but the most dangerous gang of all 10 is Kingston. And so is that south or north?
Well, Kingston is... Yeah, pretty south. Not necessarily regarded as south, but it's on the south of the island.
Yeah, it makes me rattle in my boots when I just saying that. Watching the City of God, watching movies about Kingston, and watching people talk about Kingston and seeing like Mandela and what he had to go through. You know, I couldn't imagine. I think there was. Have you seen City of God? I mean.
No, but I really don't watch much movies. But I would probably, and most definitely contest that fact quote-unquote fact, because if you were to actually study gangland culture, I mean, there are some really dangerous gangs out there, and I don't know that Kingston accounts for a lot of the for the majority of the mayhem that we see emanating from gangland. I really don't. Are there dangerous gangs in Kingston? Of course. But are there dangerous gangs elsewhere? Most definitely. More dangerous? If you ask me, I'd say yes. And I'm not just saying this in defense of the island. I'm not, because I would not defend anything that is criminal or anything that, you know, that snuff people's lives out for no reason at all. But I'd love to see who came up with that fact and how they got to how they got there.
It's just on YouTube, top 10 gangs. Five are from Cali, Los Zotos, that's from Mexico. But the one from Kingston is the one where you just saying it kind of makes you queasy. So I could understand how is there people freestyling? How prevalent is rap and rhyming and rhyme and rhythm?
Well, like I said, it basically started in Jamaica. It started out, we call it dance hall. It's called DJing. And you could be walking down the street and any kid, you see, he can freestyle to any beat. Or he could be making the beat and freestyling at the same time.
On a daily, you see this on a daily basis?
Minutely.
Wow.
I mean, it's part of it's part of the culture. You also have to bear in mind that Jamaica has given the world probably, I can think off the top of my head, at least three top genres of music.
Oh my God! There's nothing more calming. I'll even say more than Sinatra's voice, because that guy sounds like he drinks bubble, like soap water all day, because he's got a perfect voice. But it's nothing more soothing than folk music, than reggae. I love the banjo, and it's extremely in folk music, and extremely soothing, and it calms me down. It's kind of like a natural sedative. But reggae is just, you know, it just gets you in the mood.
It's music for the soul, my friend.
Music for the soul.
Music for the soul.
Well, do you produce your own reggae? I know you're doing that. Tell me more.
Yeah, I have produced some reggae.
You're doing great work.
Thanks. I, like I said, I'm a dabbler, and yes, I've been in the studio. I've actually produced reggae. I'm actually trying to work on some of my own tracks. You know, me playing, kind of vibe. It's just so bad.
Rapping?
That no, I'm actually a trumpeter.
It's so bad, that one. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah. To answer your question, yes, I have produced.
And can you freestyle for us?
Well, I can. I can freestyle at speaking. Yeah. But no, rapping is not so much my thing. In the bathroom, maybe.
And just last, to end on this note, who's better, Biggie or Tupac?
Can I tell you, I really don't get into the debates.
But if you had to choose, you're in the hot seat.
I would not. They were two great artists. I listen to both of them just as equal. We have the same kind of thing in Jamaica, where, you know, it's a part of the industry. Competition sells, and you always pit artists against artists. You remember Michael Jackson versus Prince? I would never choose. If you ask me to choose, never choose, because what? Both of them are brilliant artists, and they've done brilliant things, and you know, the music will hit you in a different way on a different day. So I wouldn't get into that. I wouldn't get into the Biggie and the Tupac situation. In Jamaica, we have Bounty Killer and Beanie Man. I wouldn't get into that situation. Yes, I have my favorites, but you know, I really don't think it's necessary. I think we just should enjoy the music, and we also should understand that amongst label, they create competition. So that the consumers will spend. So, you know, I don't get into that.
And they admit to that, but... All right, favorite Biggie Tupac song? Name one, top of your head. Name one song by Biggie or Tupac.
Wow. What's the song? What's that, Biggie? It was all a dream.
Oh, Juicy.
There you go.
Juicy. That's actually, it was actually inspired by the Juicy Fruit. That bubble, B.I.G. took that sample, sample from the bubble
There's
commercial.
A group called M'Tome that did a song called Juicy Fruit. And I just played that one for my wife the other day. Just pulled it down and sent it to her. So, you know.
All right. Well, I just thought I'd try to trick him and see who he would listen to on any given day, like he said. But I am with, actually, I'm a B.I.G. guy. But I definitely understand where Courtney is coming from. That Courtney Wallace is coming from, that there you have to respect just the music, because the industry, they, you know, they'll milk it, they have their own scheme.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call it, grand scheme or pyramid scheme. Well, thank you for joining us, Courtney Wallace.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.